Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some ways that you can sell saltwater generators to the customer on your pool route. And this is something that I think is necessary in some cases. Other cases, it's just something that you can kind of upsell to the customer to make life easier for both you and the customer. And I'll go over some of the pros and, of course, some of the cons of a saltwater generator for you. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. And I've had a saltwater generator at my pool for several years now, and I really like it. There's a lot of great benefits to having a saltwater generator. I think the biggest one is that it takes chlorine and adding chlorine out of the equation. Basically, if you set it correctly, and it takes some adjustment, of course, during the season to set the output correctly. But to me, it's one of the easiest ways to chlorinate a pool with very few troubles. And of course, there are certain things that can go wrong with a saltwater generator, but those are easily corrected in most cases. And you're going to find that the saltwater generator is going to make pool care very easy. So for me, one of the main benefits is that it makes pool care simple and easy. And that could be the only benefit, but it might be just the benefit that pays for itself with the cost of the saltwater generator. The manufacturers have gotten really clever with their marketing. And I think a lot of times the customer will approach you and say, hey, have you heard of saltwater generator? Or how hard is it to convert my pool to a salt pool? And those are a pretty easy sell if they approach you and they want a saltwater system installed. Now, there are certain pools that you can't install the saltwater system at. These are getting rarer and rarer as time goes on. And these are pools with a lot of copper plumbing. One of the things you can do is call the manufacturer and send them a picture. Or if you have a rep, you can send them the picture and you can go over sometimes on the phone with them and ask him, is it okay to install it? Even though there's a copper pipe here in the equipment and here's how far it goes. And they'll let you know, because it's really something that you have to know is that the salt is very corrosive, but it also interacts with the metals. So you want to make sure that the corrosion doesn't happen to the pool. And the easiest, of course, is PVC plumbing. Sometimes with a vinyl pool, if there's like a metal frame, it could be a problem also, because salt is pretty corrosive and you want to make sure that you install it where it can be installed. So if it's all PVC plumbing or plastic pipes, really there's not a big issue with corrosion or with any problems of that nature. I've only seen problems with one type of decking, and I'm trying to remember what that decking was, but it was the kind of pool deck where it had like the, it's not really flagstone, but it's more like a soft stone. And I've seen the salt water splashing on that, causing that to erode away. But regular coping, flagstone, anything that's more of a permanent decking, the salt has zero, really low effect or little effect on the decking itself. Not a problem. It doesn't affect the equipment either if you keep it in the range that it's supposed to be, which is usually around 3,000 parts per million, which is a lot less than the ocean. And it's one of the things where people think there's a lot of salt in the pool, and it's really not. You can barely taste it in a lot of cases. And it's one of the things where if you maintain the level that it's supposed to be at, you should be perfectly fine. I just wanted to give those cautions out, because there is certain pools that you don't want to install it at, but that's a very small amount and that's in the very, very minority. Most pools, the saltwater system is perfectly fine. And you would know when the customer asks you, you would go to the equipment and check it out. There has to be room, of course, for the salt cell. Some cells can be mounted vertically. Others just need to be mounted horizontally. So, of course, check with the manufacturer if you're going to put a salt cell in a different position. Horizontal is the typical way, but there are certain cells like the iClore that can be mounted vertically, and the other ones have to be mounted basically horizontal, like the TrueClear. You couldn't mount that in a vertical position. So they have to have space in their equipment. And you can always expand the plumbing to kind of make a loop back for the salt cell if necessary. But I think most people will have room after their heater for the salt cell to be installed. It should be the last component on your pool equipment, and it should be after all the equipment. So if you don't have room, of course, you can't put one on, but in a lot of cases, you should have no problem there. So all the technical stuff is out of the way there. And then, of course, I guess one last technical thing is you have to have a place to wire it in. And it's usually the pad has open places where you can put some electrical. Sometimes it's a junction box. Sometimes you can wire directly to the timer. So basically, you just want to make sure it can be installed. And in most cases, it can be. Now, as far as the price point, there are different price points based on the size of the system. And here's where things get kind of strange for your customer, because they'll look online and they'll see a salt system and they'll say, hey, I saw this system online and here's how much it is, it's $1,000. But then when you tell the customer, well, those are actually based on the pool size. And for your particular pool, you're gonna have to go up to a larger size. It's gonna be about 1,500. And so the thing is, you have to explain this to the customer. They'll be scratching their head. They'll be like, well, why can't I use this one? And this is where you have to kind of use your skill and your knowledge and say, the one you're looking at for $1,000 is only for a, 10,000 gallon pool. Your pool is 15,000 gallons. So you're going to need this unit. Or they may have a 20,000 gallon pool and look at one for a 15,000 gallon pool. So it's your job to correct them and steer them to the right system. Basically, the larger the pool, the more expensive the salt system is going to be. Just like everything else that goes with that pool, all the components will be more expensive because it's a bigger body of water. And the salt system is no exception to that. So you want to clarify that, and the customer may not understand these things. And so that's why part of your sales pitch is to explain to them that the cells are rated for X amount of gallons. And if your particular pool is bigger, you're going to need a larger cell for that amount of gallons for that pool. So once you get that out of the way, now you can kind of get into the actual price for the unit. And you can quote them the price of the unit plus install or the whole thing as a package, however you want to do it in your business. But the price is going to be substantial for the customer, anywhere from $1,500, even up to over $2,500, depending on the system. Maybe you can get one in there if you get a smaller model for $1,200, but typically it's going to be $1,500 plus for a saltwater generator installed for a decent size one and a decent brand name system from Pentair, Hayward, or Jandy. There's also off brands that I like the CircaPool. These are also very good salt systems. So you're going to have to maybe give the customer a couple options for their system. And usually I try to match the salt system with whatever equipment they have there already. So if they have Pentair equipment, I really don't have much problem selling them a Pentair salt system. If they have Hayward equipment, I'll sell them a Hayward system. And if they have Jandy equipment, I'll sell them a Jandy system. And then the CircaPool can work really anywhere because it's a more generic one. And then if you're in Florida, there's a lot of Autopilots everywhere. And that's another brand that you're going to see a lot of out there. It doesn't really matter to me which brand. They're all pretty good. It just matters which brand the customer likes when you propose it to them and what will fit in their equipment area. And you want to go over some details, like for instance, the salt that you're going to use to charge the pool, to charge the system is going to be an extra cost and it's not included, or you can include it and of course put the salt in, but you have to let them know that the salt is something that's extra and it's not part of the price that you're selling in the system for. And a lot of times this can be the deal breaker, so make sure you have everything up front. Sometimes you'll be quoting them, $1,500, and then going to say, oh, the salt's 200 more. And they'll be like, oh, no, forget it. So make sure you let them know right when you're doing all the quoting that the salt is kind of a one-time deal, at least for initial charging it to bring it to 3,000 parts per million. But you're going to have to maybe add some salt later. The good news is they're going to save on all the other chemicals that you charge them for. Usually with a saltwater pool, you're not going to, of course, need tablets anymore. And you wouldn't necessarily need any kind of shock or chlorine products to put into the pool because it's generating the chlorine for the customer. You're going to notice a few things with the saltwater pool, and the customer will notice these also, which is that it's really easy to maintain the free chlorine level in a saltwater pool. The pool usually is algae-free if everything's running correctly, because there's always going to be a constant amount of chlorine being introduced to the water. And the water's going to feel better. It's going to have a little bit of more softness to it, the saltwater generator. And of course, you're not going to, again, need to store tablets there or any kind of chemicals there. So it's going to be a lot cleaner and a much cleaner and safer way to chlorinate the pool, in my opinion. And those are the selling points. You basically can't sell them on saving money on chlorine because, you know, even with the inflated cost of tablets and chlorine, you really can't put enough chlorine into a pool unless you have like a giant, you know, 40,000 gallon pool to justify the cost of a saltwater generator. It's more of an even, or maybe the saltwater generator is going to cost more per season because you have to factor in the replacement salt cell. Now, you may or may not want to go into all this detail about the replacement cell when you talk to the customer. I think it's better to do the initial sale because you're not really worried about the salt cell replacement to, you know, that system for another 4 or 5 years. You may just say something like, you know, the salt cells have a lifespan and they should last 4 to 5 years. Some last less. So just be aware that maybe in the future, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road, you'll have to buy a new salt cell for the system. And I would leave it at that. I wouldn't go into like 20,000 hours or 10,000 hours because that's really confusing to the customer. Because then you're going to explain like, well, if you put the output down, then the cell life will be extended. That's too much information. Just let them know maybe that, you know, one of the maintenance aspects of the salt system is that the cell eventually wears out and you got to get a new one later, 4 or 5 years down the road. Hopefully it'll last that long for you. You're not telling this to the customer. I'm telling this to you as the pool pro. Hopefully it'll last as long as you tell the customer it's going to last 4 or 5 years. I've had situations where the salt cell didn't last 3 years, kind of a head scratcher, but sometimes that happens. So just let them know that they have some time in the future to plan for a replacement. Probably the hardest thing is to sell a replacement cell to a customer. For some reason, when you call them and say it's going to be $800 for a salt cell, they kind of lose their mind. I like to text them that rather than tell them on the phone. For some reason, it just seems to go over better when I'm like, oh, there's a couple options for your salt cell. It seems to be at the end of its life. Here's the price I can get it. Here's the price I can get this one for. Because sometimes you can maybe size the cells a little differently. Sometimes you just have one cell that you got to sell them, which is like the TruClear cell or the iClore cell. But sometimes if they have an IntelliClore, I'll give them the option to upgrade to an iClore cell. Things like that are possible. But you just have to let them know that, you know, you have to get a new cell. And that's kind of tough sometimes. But if you're selling them the system initially, then they should know that, you know, the cell is going to wear out eventually. Maybe a little one sentence prepper for that. Some people just don't even mention that. And that's okay if you're not going to, because that's kind of a whole separate category. Even though it's part of the system, I'm kind of like in the middle. I'll just say a little blurb about it, but I won't go into a lot of detail because then it opens up a lot of different questions. And by then you may just not get the sale because you've just talked yourself out of the sale. So I just like to play up the benefits. You know, your pool's not going to have algae. You're going to have a constant chlorine level. It's going to be a safer way to introduce the chlorine. And it's going to make your pool care a lot easier. And you're going to really enjoy having the saltwater system installed. And you're going to see the true benefits of it. And then, of course, there are some other drawbacks that you may not want to mention, but you should know as a pool service provider with a salt system. And the biggest drawback, of course, is that the pH is rising in the pool. So yes, you're saving the customer on chlorine products for their pool, but you may be using more muriatic acid at that stop. So it doesn't really save you yourself as a pool service provider a lot of money because you're adding more acid to the pool. Now, there are certain things you can sell on top of the salt system that kind of help you with that. One thing that I think is great is if you add borates to the pool at 50 parts per million, it acts as another buffer for the pH. And so you're going to notice that the pH will rise about as what it would do in a regular pool with the borates in there in a saltwater pool. But the side effect of if it producing chlorine is that the pH is going to rise in the pool much more rapidly than it would in a pool without a saltwater generator. So one of the unfortunate side effects is that you're going to be adding more acid to the pool. So in theory, you're saving money on shocking the pool, and you may be saving money on adding other chemicals to the pool. But it's kind of a wash even for the pool service company because you're putting more acid in the pool and it may be twice the amount of acid you normally would put in. To me, I think the benefit of the saltwater system is that it just saves you headaches at that pool. There's no need to add chlorine to the pool. It's usually going to look pretty good every week unless the salt cell is getting dirty and you have to take it apart and clean it. But it's going to take a lot of the worry away from, you know, the pool zeroing out on you or having to shock the pool. So that's the true benefit for the pool service pro. A lot of pros don't like salt systems because they just like managing the chlorine, what I would call manually, adding the tablets or adding the liquid chlorine to the pool. And that's perfectly fine. If you're not willing to sell salt systems, you don't have to. But if a customer approaches you and wants one, I definitely would sell them one. And at the same time, there are certain customers I suggested to, you know, if they have a heavy use pool, I would really suggest a salt system on that pool, especially if there's dogs using the pool on a regular basis. I find that that makes the pool care much easier. So the pools on my route where there's heavy use or where the animals are using the pool, definitely a salt system will help out because it can have that pool party and you don't have to worry too much about the pool zeroing out on you. You can turn the output up or keep it higher on the heavy use pools with the saltwater generator. And to me, it's a good balanced route to have some salt pools, of course, regular pools, because not everyone's going to be on a salt system. I don't mind them. I kind of like them, and I kind of sell them to customers if I can. But I do understand the hesitation in selling saltwater systems on your route, because if they break down, a lot of times the customers don't want to fix them. They don't want to get a new cell later. And I've inherited many saltwater pools where I tell the customer, oh, you know, your salt system's not working. And they're like surprised that it's not working. And then I explain to them that the salt cell needs to be replaced. And they kind of lose their mind when I tell them it's going to be $800 for the salt cell. So that can happen. And you can run into that when you're taking over a pool where there's a salt system that's not operating and the customer just doesn't want to replace the cell. Or it's a shock to them when you tell them the price of it. But bottom line, the saltwater systems are good for a lot of customers, not all of them. And if I do get a chance to sell them, I will sell them on my route to the customers that want one. Or if I see a need for one, I'll definitely sell to the customer. If you're looking for other podcasts, I recorded, and I do have a lot of them on saltwater systems. You can find those on my website. Just go to swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon. And then when you get there, you can just type in salt pool, and you can see a bunch of different podcasts I have on salt pool, salt systems, troubleshooting, how to set them, how to get the output right. All these things are actually there in different podcasts you can download and listen to at your leisure. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.